On a cold night 3 years ago this month, I drove to Hartford, Connecticut to watch a squash match between host Trinity College and Yale University. Trinity won by a shutout, which was no surprise. They'd won 10 national championships in a row. They hadn't lost a match since the 1997-98 season. After Trinity's victory, I asked the team's head coach, Paul Asiante, whether the winning streak would ever end.
It has to shift, and the streak will end. And I relish that day because coaches do a lot more teaching when they lose than when they win.
On Wednesday, Coach Asiante got what he had said he wanted 3 years ago. Playing in New Haven this time, Yale beat Trinity 5-4, snapping a winning streak that had grown to 252 matches. The 13-time defending national champions were inexperienced, at least by Trinity standards. They'd lost 6 starters and 5 All-Americans from last year's championship squad. A few days after his team's first loss in 13 years, I spoke to Coach Asiante and reminded him that he'd said he would, quote, relish the day the streak ended.
Well, first of all, I always thought that was going to be the case, but I think I lied a little bit because when we lost, I sat there and I thought, this really sucks.
3 years ago, Coach Asiante also told me that he hoped that when Trinity finally did lose, he would be able to regard the occasion as a positive development for squash rather than a failure by his team. He told me Wednesday night's result invited fans to adopt that perspective.
My hope always was that when we lost, it wouldn't be because we went back to the pack, but because everybody came up to the bar. Well, now there are people jumping over our bar, so we have to catch up with them.
The 252-match winning streak having ended, Coach Asiante is already attempting to motivate his players with a new goal.
This Trinity team has a chance to do something that's never been done before at Trinity College. And that is, we have a chance to lose a match or maybe a few matches this year and still come out national champions. That would be the coolest thing of all.
In an attempt to begin a new winning streak, the Trinity men's squash team hosts Harvard today. The team national championships are scheduled for February 17th through the 19th in Princeton, New Jersey.
Always felt like giving in to the feeling I can't win, but I took it on the chin. Now I'm finally cashing in. Eating every day with the rising sun. Looking up, it's looking.
It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking at nuance.com. And Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies, oliverwyman.com. This is NPR.